Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shamia Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dream. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. Of course, you know Coach Adams is without question biased, but my feedback comes from you, our global listening audience, as well, that you gain great insight from each episode and what's shared from week to week. If you haven't missed any of our past show episodes, I want you to know and be aware that archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. Again, each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. Coach Adams will share for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject. And then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, which we absolutely love. So don't be shy. At the appropriate time, we welcome your questions, and your comments around today's subject. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment. We want to encourage you, our Global Listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Monday, we are taking a look at dreaming big. Want you to know that this is a time to dream. We want you to dream big. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to today's broadcast. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a fax, send an email, send a tweet, send a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you to grab your pens, your notepads, your tablets, your iPads, your laptops, your desktops, your smartphones, whatever you need. I want you to grab whatever you need to be able to capture notes around today's programming because it's time to dream. We're taking a moment to truly dream. And, you know, so often, Coach Adams, in my coaching practice, I have individuals indicate that they are struggling with the fact that their dream is too big, and yet there are those that have lost that ability to dream for one reason or another. Maybe you've had a number of different frustrations that have come up along your journey, disappointments, whatever it is. You have lost that ability to allow yourself to dream big. And notice that I said to allow yourself to dream big. And so we're going to simply just have a rich dialogue around this process of dreaming. And I want you to know that, of course, Motivational Mondays have been designed that you would gain a little motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week, ultimately, so that you are moving to another level in your vision. And so I want you to know that this art, this very art of dreaming, has been a lost art. And, you know, when we can dream, we have hope. And, you know, it's so interesting when I think about this reality that individuals commit suicide because they have lost hope. They've lost this sense that the events that I'm dealing with today, that they will, in fact, turn around and things can get better. And that's why I'm encouraging us to dream big. You know, I was doing some research today and listening to a story, and I was so engrossed with this story because they were sharing the tracking of various individuals. Like, for example, your Steve Jobs. I often reference him because Apple, the iPhone, just as an example, the iPhone is one of the most sold products in the world. 1 billion iPhones have been sold, from what I understand, from my research today. 1 billion. Now, this is what's so key about this, because before there was iPhone or Apple, I want you to stay mindful that Google was barely hitting the scene. People didn't know what Intel was. And Intel is a processor that's on just about every computer. And why am I sharing this? Because each of these individuals had to allow themselves to dream big. They had to take the time to allow themselves to take the limits off. You know, when you think about iPhone was very revolutionary, and now iPhone has helped to set the standard of what your expectation is of your phone. You know, I was sharing with someone last week. I don't know how we got into this conversation, because you can't go anywhere and someone not have a phone in their hand. And that's why I like to often make that reference, because that is a reference that each and every one of us in some way we can truly identify with and we can relate to. And, of course, it's not to minimize the impact of Android. So if you have a Samsung or whatever it is, you can still relate to what we're talking about. That before iPhone was on the market, I remember the cell phones back in the day, and I was thinking about my grandmother, who is no longer with us. I remember my grandmother, and if you Google, you'll see the pictures of an old cell phone. It was actually called a mobile phone because it was this big hunky chunk of thing. You know, she had this big battery pack, and you had to wear it on your shoulder almost like a purse. And, you know, I mean, it was this huge piece of equipment for you to be able to have this mobile device. But this is what's so interesting. That wasn't that long ago. I mean, that was in the late 80s, I believe, not early 90s, when Granny had this huge monstrosity known as a mobile phone that she would put in the car, and it was so expensive, you wouldn't see people on the phones like you do today. But yet someone conceptually was able to dream. And now look at what we all carry. I go into a restaurant and I'm cracking up. You can have four people at a table. Guess what? Three out of those four people, if not all four people, what are they doing? They are on their smart device. Why? Because it's a mini computer in their hand. I've been guilty. I have to admit, Coach Adams has been guilty. You know, I will go, and if I see someone else on their phone, I'll grab mine, and it's multitasking time. But I don't want us to miss the point. The point of the matter is, think back when you didn't have the smartphone technology that you have. Someone, in this case, Steve Jobs, had to dream. And from what I understand about him is he would take walks. You know, my mentors are often reminding us that they're sitting on their deck. We're dreaming. They're capturing the dreams. They're allowing their imagination to run wild. They're allowing the thoughts to run rampant. I like to walk as well. And the thoughts and visions will just start to flow. What will it take for you to dream again? And not just to dream, but to dream big. Some of you may be saying, Coach Adams, I've heard you do a little spin on this before. I've heard this at some level or another. And you may have. Why? Because it's a part of my DNA. I feel very passionate about the fact that as long as we have breath in our bodies, our lives are to make an impact or a difference. And so a part of the way in which Coach Adams is able to make a difference is through her words, the power of her words. So if I can inspire you today, if I can motivate you today to dream, if I can encourage you to dream again, if I can encourage you to take off the limits that you've placed in your life for one reason or another, then my assignment today on Motivational Mondays, it has truly been accomplished. And I want you to know that it's never too late. It's never too late. That your life has been designed for you to make an impact. That impact may be greater than what you would have imagined. What is your legacy that you will leave? What is your legacy? When you are no longer here, what is the impact? Will people even recall your presence here on earth? Will they even remember beyond your tombstone that you were here because you made a mark on this world? It doesn't mean that everyone was designed to be a Steven Jobs, a Bill Gates, an Oprah Winfrey, or whoever you may have honor and respect for. For me, it's my mentors, one of, Coach Al Hollingsworth, my pastor, Bishop Ken. I mean, they're all making an impact in my life because they are impacting the lives of people. So know that it's not always about this huge impact. Individually, we can make an impact. But it starts with us dreaming. It starts with this renewal of hope. It starts with us getting into this place of recognizing that when I'm in a place of hope, whatever that little seed that is planted on the inside of you is, that you water, that you nurture that seed. You may have to go through a bunch of ideas before you get that one idea that sticks. That's okay. Whatever that is, tap into what is it that you have and have always loved to do. You know, I those that are regular listeners, you know I often will reference, my mom would always say, you need to do something that allows you to speak. And I, early on, didn't see that. I actually had no interest to stand before a group and speak. And many of you may have heard me say this before, that in my ignorance, because I saw that as such a judgmental, vulnerable place, I would have rather, quote unquote, and thank you to my Heavenly Father that He didn't give me in my ignorance what I was saying, I would have preferred to speaking. I would have preferred a painful death by fire. I had heard that statement before, and I'm like, oh, yeah, instead of standing and speaking before people. Well, in my ignorance, I was saying that. But it was because of the fear of this place of speaking. Now, people will say, can you shut her up? You can't shut me up. The coach in me, the speaker in me, she's always, quote, unquote, as my mom would say, on her little podium, my cousin would tease me, with the little microphone. So whatever that is, and now I can see the vision even greater and my dreams become greater because there is this hope. But I know that there are some of you listening in, you've lost that vigor and that fire on the inside. And just the knowing of that, I can feel the weight of you not dreaming anymore, feeling like I'm too old. I'm at the tail end of my journey. I'm winding down. I want to sit on the hammock and lay back and lounge and relax. There is no judgment for one who has retired. Please don't misunderstand what Coach Adams is saying. But even in that state of retirement, whatever state that you are in, that you're living a life that is full of hope, that you're looking forward to the next day, not just looking forward to transitioning on, but you're looking forward to the next day because you are filled with hope. You are dreaming right where you are. Do you know many people have, quote unquote, written books in the golden years of their life? Maybe you have a book in you. It's never too late. Every author, before they could embrace that title author, had to start somewhere. They didn't just come out as a best-selling author. So whatever that may look like for you, I don't know what that is for you. But I do want to encourage you, and I want to hopefully provoke in you and reignite to another level that you would dream, that you would dream again, that you would continue to be and reside in this place of hope, that you would take the limits off, that not only would you dream and dream again and dream bigger than you have ever dreamt, but that you would rid yourself of the perceived limits. Being transparent and honest with you, the journey that I'm on today, at times it truly blows my mind. It's not a perfect journey, has not been. It has been bittersweet. But what gives me the greatest reward is that the journey is so fulfilled. I wake up looking forward to each day. I'm not saying Coach Allen is better than you by any means, but I have a purpose. I know what that is. I feel this fire and this vigor to continue on my journey for another day, to try new things for another day, to fight to make it happen, to see because of the hope that resides on the inside. Maybe you just need to take a drive. Allow your creative juices to flow. Lay in the grass somewhere. I saw this image on the movie of Steve Jobs laying in the grass. Lay in the grass. Take a walk. Sit at the beach. Be still. Be quiet. Allow those creative juices to flow. But whatever you do, don't stop dreaming. And know that anything that you can dream is possible. It's hard for us to imagine currently for those that are living in, for example, we were talking earlier, this iPhone age. It's hard to imagine that back in the day. You couldn't even imagine when you saw the cell phones and the size of what they were. It was hard to imagine. You know, the Jetsons, the cartoon. You know, it's hard to imagine some of the images. And that was a cartoon that I used to love. But, you know, there's all of this talk today about self-driving cars. Well, that is something that people would say, oh, cars can't drive themselves. It's only in the movies or what have you. Batman, it's only in the movie. But it's not. Lexus has a car today, the LS, that when it came out, it was groundbreaking that, whoop, it can park itself. What? This car can parallel park? It doesn't need me, the driver? Someone had to dream that. Someone had to imagine that. And yet today, it's on the market. It's in the marketplace. Someone had to imagine moving from, as we're talking about cars, this is beyond my time, but there was a time when a car didn't even exist. You had to jump on the horse. The horse was your car, and very reliable back then, I might add. But someone had the ability to dream and say, a car, envision this. And now every day we're driving cars and they're getting so sophisticated. I mean, it's like it's hard to keep up. Just like the phone that you carry every year, the technology evolves and grows. Someone's thinking this technology. Someone's coming up with this technology. Someone is taking the time to get that download of these next greatest things. My question to you is, why not you? Why are you settling for less, settling for where you are? Fight to achieve more. Why can't you create the next great thing? Many years ago, flying in the air wasn't even a thought. And now we get on a plane without a thought. Because of the Wright brothers. I can go on and on. There was a time when we didn't even imagine a bicycle could be motorized.
Now you get on the freeway, highway, you see Harleys and what have you. I mean, all of this came from the mind of someone.
And I share with you these various thoughts to consider, because whatever the dream is that you have on the inside, it's not too big. But you have to be willing to fight for your dream to live. And that is what we come together from week to week to process around thoughts and ideas and bring different tools, stories of others who have paved the way and who can say, I did it from nothing to something. It is possible. When I look at, for example, I'm doing some consulting, and it was over 4 years ago that I said, wow, it would be great to go back into an industry that I know so well from a different point of view as a consultant. I spoke it. It was a thought. It was an idea. And now I'm living it out. And it amazes me. When we can dream big, one would say you don't have enough experience, all of this, and I can tell you just with this one testimony from your resident empowerment coach here on Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You, that all things are possible if you just believe. All things are possible. The only limits that we have are the limits that we place on ourselves. And so if you're in this zone of only seeing limits, you're allowing the wrong words to take root into your emotional bank account. You are in the circle of the wrong people, because if all you're seeing are the limits, I know if I start to share and someone is telling me, oh, you can't, and that, I'm like, I don't even want to hear that. That does not compute for me, because I fight to live, all things are possible. If I can conceive it, believe it and conceive it, I can achieve it. I believe that was Napoleon Hill that spoke that. So whatever the mind of man can conceive, if you can conceive it, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, you believe it's possible? Steve Jobs believed. iPhone, Apple, Mac, iPod, it was all possible. iPad, all of that was possible. Technology that we didn't have, the technology now that many of us cannot even imagine living without. I don't know if you saw Hidden Figures, those that are listening in. Wonderful movie, but why do I bring that up? Because I remember this scene in Hidden Figures, and in Hidden Figures, woo, the computer then, you needed a room for the computer, for the big IBM equipment. I mean, it was literally a huge room that all of this had to be brought in and assembled. Now we have computers in our hand. Laptops that we carry with us, desktops that are so streamlined. Again, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, you got to believe it's possible, that you will also achieve. And many of us are not dreaming because someone has told you with their words, they spoke it and you believed it, that you can't, that you won't. My mentors often talk about this 25-to-1 rule, that we receive one positive to 25 negative words. We've bought into all of these negative words, and that is what we are giving life to, the negative words. Your mom wasn't nothing. Your dad wasn't nothing. You won't be nothing. Begin to speak words of life. That will restore
your ability to dream. Shifting those negative words to positive words, you keep telling yourself, write out impossible and cross out that I am, big and bold in red. Put that up so your eyes can see it and connect with possible, 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 because all things are possible if we simply believe. Dream again. Who has robbed you of your dream? Take a moment to think about who have you allowed to rob you of your dream? Who has told you that you can't? You need to X that person out of your life. If it's a family member, okay, so be it. Family is family. Minimize how much you allow them to feed into you. If they're not at the same place of belief that you're in, you got to guard your ear gates. You got to guard your eye gates and what you see. That is our responsibility. When great athletes go into the Olympics, go onto the court, go onto the field, they don't want somebody telling them, you can't win the championship. You can't, you can't, you can't. They have people around them with the pom-poms that are telling them, you can. Yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Not you can't. So those that are telling you that you can't, they are dream stealers. They are robbing you of your ability to dream. And you're wondering, why have I lost the ability to dream? The words that you have allowed to penetrate, the people that are around you that are speaking in your life. You don't need a lot of people in your circle. You just need the right people. You get the right people telling you, girl, God, you can do it. I can see you doing that. You go for it. You go, girl. You go, boy. You need the go, girl, go, boy people in your circle that are saying, where's the book? Girl, write that book. Man, write that book. You can do it. You got that idea on the inside of you? I believe in you. That movie, I'm looking forward to seeing it. That idea, I can't wait. When I think about the circles that I'm in and the people that are around me, you know, recently I was reflecting and I was like, wow, I am around people who are making it happen. And that really encourages me in my ability to dream. I have a dear associate that God gave her an idea for this very unique bag. It's called Soul Sack. And what I love about Soul Sack is that it came out of the need for what she saw in her environment. So she was in L.A., did her schooling in L.A., but then she moved back to the East Coast, and the reason why SoulSack, SoulSack.com was created is because she, in the area of Washington, D.C., where she was, she said she was doing a lot of walking, and she saw ladies literally, you know, putting extra pair of shoes that they could walk in, gym shoes or whatever the case may be, in their bag, just in their bag, in a paper bag or something or a plastic bag or whatever. So Soul Sack, and this is what I'm telling you, dream it. I mean, her bags are hip, hot, on the market. Started with dreaming, started with a vision. She never said, I can't. It was all about, how can I make this happen? I see it. But she allowed herself, Dr. Georgina Adjikin, to dream. And so, and she was on the show actually some time ago. But go to Soul Sack. She's not paying me. I'm just sharing that this is one that when I think about the people that are around me that are dreaming, that started from nothing, now have created something because they are stepping out and they are pursuing their dream. And so now Soul Sack started out with one bag into, you know, all of these various choices of bags in the marketplace. Amazing. When you look at the bags, they're so cute, the different styles that are available. That's her story. what is your story? Stop telling yourself you can't and start figuring out how can I. Again, dream again. Self-driving car, is that so way out there? We see the images. Batman shows us the images. The car can drive itself. You can give it the command. We didn't think a smartphone was possible, but why not a self-driving car? Lexus is showing us it's possible. The technology is on the horizon. This car parks itself, LS. I just want you to really get it. Dream. Dream. How do you dream? How do you dream? For those thoughts and ideas to flow, you have to be still. You have to get into a quiet place. Maybe you need to drive on top of a hill and just sit. As I stated earlier, maybe you need to drive to the beach. Maybe you just need to stay still in your home and be quiet. Turn everything off. Allow your imagination to flow. And this is key in our ability to dream, that we have to allow our imagination to flow. See, many of us, we look at the images. When I think about my dear associate, Dr. Georgina Adjicum, there was not a bag on the marketplace like her idea. So if she was just trying to see the images based on what was already in the world pre-existing, we wouldn't have SoulFacts. I mean, that's a simple illustration. We wouldn't have a car. We wouldn't have an airplane. We wouldn't have an iPhone, an iPad, all of those various things. We would not. We wouldn't have a basic phone. Remember back in the day? I mean, it's like if we were looking at the images that already exist. Now, granted, you may bring something to the marketplace that will improve upon what's already pre-existing and enhance it, like Dr. Georgina Adjicum. She enhanced your basic bag by having a bag, and I don't know if I completed the uniqueness, that by having a bag that has a separate compartment for those urban women who needed to have comfortable shoes to walk in an urban area like downtown, you know, and then to be able to pull out the heels and make that shift. Don't want to do all that walking in your stilettos, in your Jimmy Choo's, or whoever they may be, and having to make that shift. So her bag has that hidden compartment so that you can tuck your shoes away from all of your other purse items and have that separation. Something as simple as that. But we've talked about a plane. We've talked about having a car and not. Cars are so smart nowadays. I mean, so sophisticated. They can do just about everything. And more technology is on the horizon. Someone is dreaming and thinking and imagining all of these various things. My question is to you today on Motivational Mondays, and I want to thank you again for tuning in with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. My question is, with all of this passion and fire, why not you? Why not you? Why not you? When you get to the root of why you've embraced, you're not adequate, you're not able to, you don't have the capacity, you can now begin to, because you're being transparent with yourself, as Shakespeare, and I often reference this, to thine own self be true. Once you get to the core of why you perceive you can't, why do you feel like you can't do your dream? Each and every one of these persons, these people, were the visionaries. They didn't necessarily create it, but they had the vision for it. And then they just fought to make that baby come to life. what is the idea that you have? I often reference Joy of the self-ringing mop. I can't recall Joy's name currently. There was a movie around Joy and the self-ringing mop. Many of us have self-ringing mops in our homes today so that you don't have to get mop hands and all that ickiness on your hands. What a great invention. It started with a dream, a vision, a need. What need can you fill? What need can you fill? Start there. What do you enjoy doing? Everyone's abilities are different. Your gifting is different. Your passion, your heart is different than the next person. Your abilities is different. Your personality is different. Your experiences are different. And whatever you do it based on not someone else's shape. Not someone else's shape. You do it based on how you have been created to do. Do it how you've been created to do. And when you do that, there's something that you've been given that is specifically, uniquely just for you to make your mark on this earth, large or small, whatever that may be. I believe that each of us has specific gifts and talents, at least one. You have at least one. The people I know have many, but I believe each and every one of us has at least one gift, one talent, that if we just simply focus in, zone in, hone in, and we don't quit, we persist, we don't allow ourselves to get to that zone of hopelessness. If you do whatever it is you were created to do long enough, guess what? You may be in the struggle for a while, but you'll get out of that struggle. Why? Because life is about seasons, and every situation is subject to change, just as life is about seasons. Yes, the winter may be truly Arctic, and there may be this discomfort in that winter season. But after you get beyond that winter, spring is on the horizon. And spring may be nice and the birds may be singing and the flowers are blooming, but it even gets hotter when you get to summer. So I want you to know, understanding that life is about seasons, that wherever you are is always subject to change. There's always a greater hope that the events that you're facing right now will turn around. So knowing that, why not take the time to dream? Miracles do still happen in this modern day, if you believe in miracles. They do still happen. I remember a cute little movie that opened our minds to miracles. Maybe not at the level that you perceive, but Miracle on 31st Street. It was like, wow, this concept of a miracle really happening. Wherever you are in your faith, your belief, I don't want to infringe my belief and faith on you, but I want you to conceptually imagine that great things do still happen. Great inventions are still brought forth. What one could conceive but no one else could see on the outside, we're living in that age today, whatever age you are. If you're living today, I bet you have an iPhone or you know somebody that does, or a smartphone in general. The joke when you were transitioning into the smartphone age was get rid of that dumb phone, because the phones pre that were considered dumb, and no one could have imagined, quote unquote, a smartphone age. If you would be walking around with a mini computer, I get frustrated sometimes because mine is a few years older and is not able to do what some of the new technology does because technology is constantly changing. I say that to encourage you to know that someone is dreaming it. They may not be the one that's creating it all, but they're dreaming it. Why aren't you the one that's dreaming? That's my question to you today. And I'm going to take a pause there. I promised you that at about 40 minutes into the show, and Coach Adams was on one, woo, she was going, man, that I would take a pause to allow you to ask a question, make a comment around today's broadcast. I so appreciate you tuning in. Of course, we don't take your participation in the show lightly or for granted, and we want you to know that this time is really about you. It's less about me, but more about you being empowered on your journey to continue forward in living out your dreams and achieving your goals and working your vision. So this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to make a comment or ask a question around today's subject of dreaming. It's time to dream. If you're on your electronic device, you do have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Meanwhile, we're going to continue in today's discussion, and I want to know, did you get anything from what was shared today? You've made this decision to engage, you've invested this time, you've sacrificed to be here, to listen in. Are you getting anything? I always want to bring programming or anything that Coach Adams says. She wants it to be value added. So it would be great to know, are you getting anything? Have you gotten anything from this time of listening in on today's show? Want to hear from you. I do see that we have a caller. I'm excited about that. Area code 702-2229. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. This is Lisa. I've been on your show before, and I just thought I'd call in and thank you for your show today because I've embarked on one of those grand imaginary projects, and I needed one of those, you know, rah-rah coach talks today. So sometimes you get to where you're feeling like, am I really going after this big a project?
Oh.
So I decided that I looked at the clock and I was like, I have time to listen to the coach, and for sure you carried out everything and inspired me. I'm like, yes, I'm back on track now. So, and she didn't pay me, by the way. This is just a thank you note.
Oh, well, thank you, Lisa. I'm happy that in tuning in today, you got that little extra boost that you needed to say, I can do it. It's not beyond me. And that's what the desire is, that every week individuals can come and really get that little dose, as I love to call it, of motivation and inspiration to know you can do it. And I want to hear more about your project, Lisa. It may seem too big, huge, great right now, but look at all of those that we talked about today, that their projects, because I can't even imagine, you know, when we were only horse-drawn buggy and carriage that we went from a car. I mean, like, really? It's just when you think
yes.
about where we've grown from, then it brings it down. I feel like that it's like, okay,
yes.
I can do this. We may have
yes.
to fight
well,
and go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing that I've learned along the way is both in life and as project manager of different things, as I see people who accomplish these things, and I've managed projects, but I've never taken on my own big project. And I started thinking when I was reading in the New Testament, and it says that God framed the world, you know, and he framed that with faith. And so I started getting to think, it was like, well, we're his kids, and so we have some, you know, he's lent us his power where he can help us accomplish things. And if he framed things with a thought, you know, we have to do the same thing. So that's why your talk today was so inspirational. It's like, yes, you've got to imagine it first. You have to frame it with faith before you build it. And the project, to answer your question, the project that I'm working on is I'm creating a portal for lots of Christian consultants, because marketing has become very difficult, like we had talked about before. And my vision is of things that, and some of them hadn't even been created and in place yet. So as you dream, things happen and come and are created. It's been a wild journey, but sometimes you get down when you're trying to do things and it seems so big and daunting, and the setbacks and the different things that happen. But you have to remember just exactly what you said today. You have to keep plugging along and saying, I can do this. You have to self-talk. You have to put people around you. And so I'm putting you around me.
Oh, well, I thank you so much. And I appreciate you tuning in and engaging with us today, and know that you are always welcome. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank
That's
you.
Really encouraging to know, because I was really feeling today like somebody needs to know you can dream. So stop drinking. Oh, so I love. It's good to know somebody. It's only Lisa.
Yep.
It's more,
it was very,
you know,
timely.
Feeling more fire. So thank you, lady. I want our global listening audience to know that it's not too late for you to chime in. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. And I'm going to ask Lisa if you can press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. That would be awesome. Press 1 to remove yourself. To add yourself, press 1. I love that Lisa shared with us, you know, sometimes on your journey, you just need that extra little oomph to get you going. And so, you know, hopefully you got that today, that you have in your mind's eye now that what I thought was too much, it was a struggle, or I was feeling hopeless, that now in this little bit of time, I'm feeling encouraged around my vision. I may not have all of the answers, and that is the key of understanding, that with each of the illustrations that we spoke about, they may not have all of the answers. They bring experts in different areas that will align with them, that can support them in figuring out how can this become possible. So I want us to move from this mindset of it's impossible to fighting on how can I make it possible. Sometimes you may have to step back and reevaluate. You may have to step back and make some shifts. That's okay. You know, for some, you may not know that Motivational Mondays did not start here on Inspired Media for You. It started on another network. And when it was time to transition, I didn't have a clue about what did that all look like. But guess what? Google is your friend. And Google is one of the ones. Can you even imagine life today without something as simple as this five-letter word, Google? Six-letter word, Google. Can you even imagine life without Google? Why do I say that? Wherever you are with your vision, know that there are tools to support you. I began to do some research. How can we keep this baby alive in a different way? I didn't plan on starting my own network. I had not even imagined that, but I knew that throwing in the towel, quitting, wasn't the option. So something needed to happen. And I think that many of us, why am I sharing this? We've lost that ability to kick and fight and to say, let me see how I can figure this out. We want the glory, but we don't want to go through what it takes, the story, to get to the glory. And there's a lot of pain and suffering that one may have to go through before they get to that place of the glory. You think of a great athlete, and I always make that illustration because, you know, we can see physically what an athlete at times has to go through to get that victory. And so I want us to be mindful that you may have to go through a lot to get on the other side, but when you are passionate about your vision, it's just literally a little hiccup on the journey. I want to remind you that our phone lines are open. We have less than 5 minutes left in today's broadcast. So this is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. If you're getting anything from what we're talking about today, would love to hear that. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Maybe you're listening in online. You do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Meanwhile, as we're talking about dreaming and dream big and dream again, whatever state you're in, bottom line, continue to dream. Bottom line, continue to be in this place of hope that things can turn around. There's a greater tomorrow. We've talked about that. We have to be able to conceive whatever those ideas are. Sometimes we get that idea and we just have to embrace it and process around it so that we can believe it, believe that it's possible, and begin to step out. So you get this hope, but you have to make the decision where you're going to go with this hope. And that decision that happens is, I embrace it. Steve Jobs had to say, okay, iPhone, I embrace it. I can see this idea of smart technology in the palm of your hand. I embrace it. It seems far-fetched, but I believe it. And then the next step is you step out and you begin to move in the direction of that. For some of you, it may be starting to do some research, as we spoke earlier, through Google or whatever the case may be, starting to step out. What does this all look like? Starting to move based on where you are. How do you eat an elephant? I often share this. You eat an elephant one bite at a time. Don't try to eat the elephant whole. You can't do it. But if you take it one bite at a time, you pull people around you that maybe are able to support you. Maybe they're an expert in this area. You know, I'm weak in the area of marketing, so who do I want in my circle? Someone that's strong in marketing. Whatever the case may be, you want to have the right people in your circle. You want to have to surround yourself with the right people. You don't need a lot of people, as I said earlier. You just simply need the right people that are moving you from that mindset of impossible to it's possible. You can do this. You can launch this vision. Oh, yes, you can. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm happy that we have cars. I'm happy that we have airplanes. I was talking to someone today, and they was like, oh, wouldn't it be nice to take a drive around the country? And I enjoy driving. But I said, you know what? I love to fly. So for me, I'm not saying I won't drive cross country, but when I think about it, I'm like, I like to fly. So I'm happy that I can just get the ticket and be in the air in a couple of hours and wherever I want to go. So whatever your thing is, but think about these conveniences that you so appreciate that someone had to dream it. Wow, it is amazing how quickly time flies. I'm always amazed. Maybe you didn't ask a question today. However, you still have a question burning on your heart. You still have a comment. I want you to know that we want to continue this dialogue, and you can do that through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, Facebook Motivational Monday forum. Just simply, if you're not already a part of that, ask to join in an open group so you can do that. So no worries. We love to continue the conversation there. Maybe you have a show idea. Maybe there's a topic that you would like to see covered. You can make those comments there as well. I want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our regular listeners, and maybe you're listening in for the first time. I hope that you would continue to join us. We're right here every Monday, same that channel, Inspired Media for You. Every other week we have our Shape Up series and we have an in-studio guest. Next week I'm excited. We're going to have Ask the CPA. If you have a burning question that needs to get answered from a business point of view from the CPA, you definitely send those questions in. We'll be asking the CPA live. I'm real excited about the network, again, of people that I have in my circle that I'm able to pull on to bring you greater insight, wisdom, and knowledge. I want to stay connected with you, so if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, please visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Know that I have a full circle of empowerment to support you. I want to thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.